Sybil, Robin Roberts is on the phone.
And that is great to say. Good morning.
Sybil, Tom.
How you doing?
No. I really mean it. I'm not just saying something about how you doing. No, I really want to know how you doing.
You know what, Tom? I am doing so well. And I know that's like the first question people ask me, and it is something that's not just something off the top of their head. They really want to know, and I really want to say I am blessed. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful, and I am doing well.
Are you in any kind of pain?
No, I'm still getting some post-treatment. It's more maintenance. Every 6 weeks or so, I have just a tiny shot. It is chemo. It's under the skin. It's in the stomach, mm-hmm. For about 4 days, and minimal side effects. And it's all because everything's going well, and they want to keep it that way. But I got my booty back because I was having to wear booty pops for a while. that's the mark of improvement for me. I'm like, I don't have to do the booty pops.
Oh my God!
Mom's back.
that's just a sin for a sister to have to wear booty pops. You know.
Especially me. I never had to wear booty pops before.
That is hilarious.
Oh,
it's true.
The memoir is called Everybody's Got Something. Everybody's Got Something.
Mm-hmm.
And you battled, the rare blood disorder, breast cancer, bone marrow transplant. Anything else? Did I miss out on anything?
Well, I'm telling you, but, you know, that's my something. And my mama taught me because I would say the same thing. Mom, I got this and that. And she'd look at me and say, honey, everybody's got something. Like, don't think your something is any more important or more. Now, she was very sympathetic, and she knew it was serious, but she just wanted me to know that everybody's got something. And when you say it like that, it's like, that's true. So, yeah, what I have is painful, and I'm scared, and I'm angry, and I'm also faithful. But you just realize that everybody has those challenges. It may not be MDS. It may not be breast cancer. But I don't know what your listener's something is, but they got something this
everybody
morning.
Everybody's got something.
They do. And it's, what are you going to do? And I have really tried to impart a lot of mommy-isms, a lot of my mom's pearls of wisdom that I was blessed to have her for over 50 years of my life before she passed. And she shared a lot, and I've tried to do the same with this book.
That was a really touching part about your book, Robin, is that when you were giving us the story about your coming off the air and starting your treatment, just as your mother was making her transition. That was really powerful. And for those of us who have gone through it, but not at the same level that you did, obviously. Yeah. And as you say, everybody's got something. Yeah. Everybody has that kind of thing.
So it was the same for everybody. It was no different for me. I mean, losing a parent is losing a parent, whether you're about to have a transplant or not. The fact that I was in my 50s and that happened, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I had those years, but it was tough. It was difficult to. But then I stopped and I thought it was just less than a week before I was supposed to have. My mama passed on a Thursday, and the following Monday I was supposed to have my transplant, but of course put it off when she passed. And when I went home, we weren't quite sure. She had had a stroke about 6 weeks earlier, and she had rallied, and we thought, oh, she's going to make it. She's going to rally again. But then she took a turn, and my mother, my sister, and I rushed home. My sister was up here harvesting. Her stem cells were actually being harvested
to save your life
for the transplant. Yeah. And so we rushed home, got home in time, and the doctor was like, we don't know how long she's going to be. And I'm going to tell you guys, it was like my mama said, I got this. Because I know my dear daughter, you're going to stay around here, and you're going to put your life and your health in jeopardy worrying about me, so I'm going to pass on.
Who's the oldest, you or Sally Ann?
Pardon?
Who's the oldest, you or Sally Ann?
Sally Ann. I'm the baby of the four children. Wow.
Oh, yeah? And when y'all were growing up, did she boss you around a lot?
Well, you know, and I feel like her stem cells are bossing mine around. We didn't get along, Tom, that well. You know how siblings are. We get along really well as adults, but as kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
So I told her stem cells, you know, hey, it'll be nice.
But you'll take it, huh?
Oh. I thought you tried to come back too soon. I was so worried about you because we watch every day. And when you were coming back, and Sybil and I were saying, she's trying too hard to come back. She, like she might not have a job when she gets well. We kept saying, we kept yelling at the TV, slow down, Robin, slow down.
Yeah, you know, Tom and Sybil, first of all, thank you. And I felt that from people. And all I can say is when you've not once but twice have gone through something like this, you are craving normalcy.
That's true.
And all I wanted to do, even though I didn't come back full time, I came back a day here, a day there, always with my doctor's approval. I never would have come back if my doctor's had not approved that. And they were even going like, wow. but everyone's different with how they handle it. And I, as far as like fearing for my job, I got to give kudos to the Disney family. They really let me know and my family know, you take your time.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody going through there's something, especially if they have to be away from work for an extended period of time, but have the job waiting. But I think that was also a lesson that people, that my colleagues taught people, how you love a colleague,
mm-hmm.
how a job share. So, you know, some people came in and they did a little extra work and they kept that chair nice and warm for me. And I'm very grateful for that.
You're back on the basketball court.
Oh man. Back it up. I used to play the games, but I'm doing, slowly but surely, do a little basketball, little Pilates, yoga. It feels so good to be able to move again. And now that's finally spring. Let's go.
The new memoir is called Everybody's Got Something. Robin Roberts.
I like that. I love when you say it like that, Tom.
Everybody's got something.
It is wonderful. Very touching, and it really does apply to so many of us.
All right. We'll be watching, Robin Roberts. We love you.
Right back at you, Tom and Sybil. Right back at you tenfold.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you all. Really, thank you.